Okay, great. Take a seat. Afternoon, everyone. We seem a bit thin on the ground today. I know there's a few people away, but I think there's a few people ill as well. But welcome to everyone who made it. Let me start by introducing or allowed to be introduced any guests that were here. Am I allowed to say something, Patty, or not? Well, anyhow, over on my right here is Patty. Patty Watt, known to many of us here. Patty was a long-standing member of Antioch, actually West London community probably in those days, wasn't it? And joined us today, so it's great to have you with us. Andy, do you want to... All right. Welcome, Dominic. Anyone else? I don't see any. Oh, Quiver? Great. So, as Andy alluded to, so Dominic's going to be speaking to us a little bit later on, and I won't put any spoilers in now, so I'll let Andy do the introductions later on. So, apart from that, it's a pretty normal meeting, so we're going to take some time to worship, then we'll be hearing from Dominic, and then we'll have some time for intercessions later on this afternoon. But probably, as all of you or many of you will know, for many of our churches, we're now into the season of Lent, or the Great Fast, as it's called from our Eastern brothers and sisters, and their Lent started a few days after ours on the 2nd of March. So the East and the West, Western churches, for those that do observe Lent, we're all in this season together. And there's lots you can say about this season, but one of the things I found helpful over the years is to consider Lent your tithe. Okay, there's 365 days in the year and there's 40 in Lent. But then you can get into all the debates of how do you count 40 and all that. So discard all of those. Apart from Richard, we're not accountants. So it's all approximations. But it's our tithe of the year, right? It's our tithe of the year. We give these 40 days as a special tithe to the Lord. So just as we all tithe with our money, when we tithe with our money, what are we doing? We give away the first tenth as a demonstration that everything belongs to him and that what we have only comes from him anyhow. So you tithe as a way of expressing that it's all from you, it's all from God anyhow, and we're giving it back to him. And that's what we're doing with this part of the year. We're giving this tithe of our year back to the Lord because actually the whole year belongs to him anyhow. And this is just our way of expressing it. And for many of us during this season, we take on extra sort of prayer, extra fasting, and extra almsgiving as a way of expressing the fact that this time is all for the Lord. So for us in Antioch, interestingly enough, this is the only community meeting that we have during Lent. We all have a friends meeting, we'll have a members meeting, etc., but this is only a community meeting. So this meeting is our tithe, right? This is our tithe of the whole year as a community where we come together and we give this to the Lord. Now, of course, all of our meetings are given to the Lord, but this is my encouragement to you, right? In this season, let's make this an extra special one for us few who are gathered here today. Let's give this time over to the Lord and tithe extra what we're doing and giving it back to him. So as a little bit of a encouragement, I'm going to read a passage from Romans 12:1, which we all know very, very well. Paul writes and he says, I appeal to you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. So this passage primarily is a counter or is in parallel to Romans 1, where Paul speaks that people have given over their bodies to the passions of this world. And he counters this with saying, but you give your bodies over to living a moral life, to living a holy life, and that's your spiritual worship. And so the way you conduct things with your body is actually worship, right? So we can expand that out and apply this in here, that the way we use our bodies, the way we use our bodies is part of our worship. So your voices, as part of your spiritual worship, use your voices this afternoon to worship God. In the words that you say and in the songs that you sing, use these to worship the Lord. In our hands, let's use our hands in our worship. Our hands out before the Lord. This is one of the most ancient postures of worship, having your hands out like this. Ancient posture. It's not a modern charismatic thing, just in case you did. If you ever go back and see the ancient pictures, even outside of Christianity, actually, in Judaism and other religions, the ancient posture for worship is like this or like that. This is not a modern thing. This is very ancient. And for us, we use our bodies in the way we position our hands as a way of expressing ourselves, giving ourselves back to God, the whole of our body back to God. And for those who can, who those are able, we can use our feet and our legs to stand for those who are able. Why stand? Because standing is the posture of reverence. When a king or a monarch comes in, or someone of dignity, what does everyone do? They stand, because that's a position of reverence. So we stand before the Lord because we want to be reverent before him. Of course, for those who are able, right? And for some of you might want to kneel. A great posture of reverence. For those who wish to lie prostrate because you feel the Spirit calls you, so be it. There's room down here, or on the backs or on the sides. Just, I wouldn't advise you by the seats. But use that. Use your bodies in worship. Okay. Well, what about your minds? What about your minds? You know, traditional Christian thought, you know, segments the order of creation. It talks about stuff, inanimate stuff. And each one builds on the other. You have inanimate stuff. Then you have, like, rocks and sand and stuff like that, you know, stuff. Then you have animate stuff, like plants and trees and things like that. And then you have the next order up is animals. And the highest order is human beings. And we are classed as rational animals. We build on every other layer, right? We are rational animals. And the dignity that we have as being the highest point of creation is our mind. Right? Is our mind. So although we can worship the Lord in our body, which is great, what about our mind? Because that's the highest part of us that gives us our dignity as human beings. What are we doing with our minds? Do we submit these to God in our worship by focusing them on him, or are we preoccupied with what's happening tomorrow, this afternoon, or is often my case, the football results? Do we submit our minds to God and use that in our worship as well? What you might call intentional worship, right? That it's not just about the words that we sing on the screen up there, which sometimes we can get into autopilot, but we're engaged with our minds and we're worshiping the Lord with our minds. That's my encouragement to you this afternoon. Let's worship the Lord with our bodies as our spiritual worship, but let's really engage in intentional worship, focusing on the Lord and giving back to him his due. Amen? Okay, let's stand, and Anthony and the band will lead us.